Some nicer weather as of late has had more people riding their bicycles, and some of you may be riding tomorrow. A team of engineering students and their advisor from UW-Milwaukee will be spending their weekend at a competition in Michigan with an unusual three-wheeler that they've been working on now for months. WUWM innovation reporter Chuck Kornbach introduces us to the people behind a narrow-track recumbent tricycle.
At other places, engineering students strive to design a faster or more fuel-efficient car, but not at UW-Milwaukee's Bicycle and Motorcycle Engineering Research Laboratory. The lab, started a few years ago within the Department of Mechanical Engineering, tests bicycle tires, and the team has also been building a human-powered recumbent three-wheeler. Student Anthony Pearson is nearly horizontal as he backpedals on the tricycle he's helped design. It being a recumbent, Pearson's feet are roughly at the same height as his head. The bike has one standard-looking wheel in front with the pedals above it, and two smaller wheels in back a little ways under Pearson's neck. But Pearson says in many ways, it's a plain old bike.
It does every bike thing that you want a bike to do. So it sounds like a bike, it rides just like a bike.
That's partly because Pearson and his colleagues are trying to do something different than you would normally find at the back end of a three-wheeler. There's a pivoting lever called a bell crank that helps connect the rear wheels. The student's advisor and mechanical engineering lecturer, Andrew Dressel, says the bell crank can be set for what he calls unstable or stable positions.
You'd want it to be stable, so it's like sitting in a chair when you're going real slow or when you're stopped, so you don't have to put your feet down.
Dressel says the unstable position allows for faster riding and leaning into a curve or turn, much the way you'd do on a bicycle. He says the narrow track, meaning the back wheels are 18 inches closer together than normal, allows those wheels to tilt instead of the tipping over that might occur on a more standard tricycle. With some older riders ditching more traditional upright bikes because of back pain and other concerns, Dressel says he had someone in mind when he thought of the concept.
When it occurred to me that we could combine all these things in one, I thought, oh, maybe there's something I can get my mom to ride.
Dressel's mother is 79 years old. Like many engineering efforts, there are several people involved. Student Philip Van Asten used to manage a bike shop service department.
And they recruited me, I think, in part for my ability to handle the conventional bike aspects of it. A lot of this is very novel, but it does incorporate a lot of stock bike parts, and so part of my role is helping fit all that together.
Van Asten also got a bicycle company to donate the recumbent tricycle's front end. Engineering student Brad Karstens says he's been the question asker, including when his colleague Anthony Pearson was using a computer to design the bike.
You know, I would sit down with him and ask him, you know, why are you putting it this way? What's happening with this? And even some of the terminology behind the bike parts. And one, it helped me gain knowledge of exactly what's going on with our bike. And I think two, it also possibly benefited Anthony as he was designing to explain the reasoning behind some of the things he was designing.
And engineering student Alyssa Shortreed says she's been the organizer and has helped everyone communicate. That includes describing the tricycle to people who aren't engineers. Shortreed says it's not just older riders who are interested in innovative bike design.
I know a lot of my friends are bikers, and it's not something I necessarily realized right away, but now that I have been exposed to it, I'm realizing that there is a big importance and a big draw to having this product.
The UWM team will see how their narrow-track recumbent tricycle fares at a human-powered vehicle competition this weekend at an engineering festival at Michigan State University. When the team returns, it'll work on installing a switch so the rider can more quickly go back and forth between the stable and unstable rear wheel setting. But the young inventors have already submitted a provisional patent. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.